Hi, hope you're enjoying today's presentation of the Sunday Hour. As I was preparing for bringing you today's lesson, I was thinking about how I often get busy trying to complete the process of my study in order to be able to bring the message. And that's really not why I went to seminary. That's not why I studied. I didn't study to be able to complete the message. Rather, I studied to be able to prepare, to enjoy that process, and to engage the Word of God more effectively and more efficiently. I mention this because I think it's easy for us to get involved trying to complete our study, complete our devotions, complete our chapters in some book that is guiding us through study of the Word of God. But really, it's not about completing it. It's not about finishing it. It's about engaging in the process and letting the process change who we are. As we resume our study of Ephesians, we begin chapter 5 with verse 1. Reading from the NIV, it says, "Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God." I love this particular verse, set of verses, and I reference them quite often. The translation I enjoy best in English in this is the New American Standard or the New English Translation, both of which adhere a little more closely to the Greek than the NIV. As chapter 5 begins, it says, "Follow God's example." Actually, in the Greek, it says, "You be imitators." It's very distinct in pointing out what we are to do as God's children. We are to be imitators. The word is mimetai. And this word in the Greek is the word from which we draw our word mimic, to follow the pattern of someone else, to do what they did. So we're told to mimic God. Mimic God as dearly loved children. Our identity in God, we are his dearly loved children. That should give us pause and encouragement. He dearly loves us, so much so that he gave his only begotten Son, that anyone who would believe in him would not perish when this life is over, but move on to eternal life. What a privilege. What a position of grace that we can celebrate. We are dearly loved children. And as dearly loved children, our Father has asked us to imitate him, just as Christ imitated, just as Christ walked in the way of love. Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. We are God's dearly loved children. And we have been asked to imitate God by following the example of love that Jesus laid down for us, one of self-sacrifice, one of caring for others, putting the needs of others before our own needs, because we know that our needs will all be met by our Father. And it tells us to do this as an offering and a sacrifice to God. We come before our Father and give ourselves in love to others in order to demonstrate our love for our Father and return the love that He has given us. This week, let's walk in the way of love. Let's consider the things we are doing, and let's ask the question, does this meet the virtue of love? Am I indeed behaving in a way that reveals Christ through the love that I have for others and the love that I have for my Father? Have a great Sunday.